Each fall, the ritual repeats itself. Children return to school, filling classrooms, lunchrooms, and playgrounds. In Issaquah, Washington, for example, the city's Chamber of Commerce matches area schools with local businesses. Our Issaquah branch joined the partnership program last year and was matched with nearby Sunset Elementary School. Each year, before the snow and ice have melted, before the first green buds appear on the trees, even before ground squirrels stir from their winter burrows, Canada geese know spring has come to Deer Flat National Wildlife Refuge. Here on the streets of America's most populated city, or on the rural farms and beaches nearby, citizens don't spend much time thinking about regional planning. These people are far too engaged by the moments of today to concern themselves with the distant future of their metropolitan region.
Oregon honey beer, the original honey beer. A golden-colored, light-bodied brew made with premium two-row barley malt and Willamette hops. We recruit millions of bees to bring us pure white clover honey, which we substitute for a bit of malt. Most of the honey sweetness is diminished during brewing, but just enough persists to give this crisp, drinkable favorite a memorable finish. And this is opera today. Opera like you've never heard it before. Opera like you've never seen it before. Opera that took the nation's critics by storm.
A peripheral ossifying fibroma is a well-defined oral growth that contains bone tissue. They are most often found attached to the gums near the molars or premolars and are usually connected either by a wide base of tissue or by a stalk-like growth. These lesions are commonly associated with poor oral hygiene and early periodontal or gum disease.